The Warriors in Philadelphia wrapping up their four-game road trip with a Saturday night matchup against the 76ers, and it was a back-and-forth battle with Kevin Durant helping lead the attack, finishing with a game-high 34 points. Stephen Curry had 5 three-pointers on the night on the way to 28 points. Draymond Green adding 10 assists, 6 points, and 9 boards, as DeMarcus Cousins delivers 25 points and 8 rebounds. And off the bench, Damian Lee with 4 trays and 12 points as the Warriors take it 120 to 117 the final.
Having lost 2 in a row, being without Clay, without Loon, playing against a great team on the road, definitely one of the best wins of the year.
Do you have any new information about Alfonso?
Yeah, he has a bruised hip. He got a knee right in the hip early in the game, and so it's banged up, but they don't think it's anything serious.
What were some of the trends from those Florida games that you guys were able to put behind you tonight?
I just thought we were more engaged, not so much in the first half. But second half, I thought we played with more force, and sometimes you forget how hard it is to win a game, in this league, because everybody's got talent. And I think our guys understood they had to, fight their way out of this mini rut. And so it's a good way to start. Now we got to go home and start a win streak.
Andre's defense, especially in the fourth quarter, really seemed to stop Butler and keep them from going.
Andre?
Yeah,
he's tremendous. I've never been around a smarter basketball player in my life. And what he does at both ends of the floor is critical for us. He doesn't get a lot of the headlines because his stats aren't going to jump out at you. But he does so much for us, and his defense is always at a really high level.
Steph scores 9 straight late in that fourth quarter, though. They let you guys pull away. When you see something like that, is it kind of hard to make up new things to say about him? Because you see this do it over and
yeah,
over.
Yeah, he's done it a million times. So there will be nothing new coming from me tonight on Steph.
What do you think DeMarcus is defensively?
I thought DeMarcus did a good job. When they went small with Mike Scott, he had to adapt. He did a good job switching. There were a couple plays where he didn't get all the way out to Scott, and we'll have to work on that, because that's how teams are going to attack us. If we have DeMarcus out there, they're going to try to go small and spread us out and put him in pick and roll, that kind of stuff. So we'll keep working, but I thought he did a great job tonight and obviously carried a major load for us offensively for much of that second half.
Steve, as far as conditioning goes with DeMarcus, you think he's close to being 100% where he was prior to the injury? You think he's still got...
I think his conditioning looks good. He played for long stretches tonight. I think the total minutes were only 29 or 30, but he played 8-9 minute stretches at the beginning of the game and then in the fourth quarter as well. So I thought he did a great job.
Like tonight make you feel like Damian Lee is, you obviously got the 15th roster spot open. It's almost reminiscent to me about Quinn Cook last year, but how important is he kind of becoming?
He's filled in every time we've needed him. He's done a great job knocking down shots, and he's fearless out there, and our guys are very confident in him. Thanks.
Thanks, Steve. Thanks,
Steve. The intensity was high. It raised the level of each player on the court. You see guys like Mike Scott hitting 6 threes, throughout the whole game. Damian Lee came in, gave us incredible minutes, so I think the energy of the crowd just kind of got everybody to another level.
When you have a target on your back, as you guys have had over the last couple of years, we have any games like this one to make it so, I don't want to say easier to withstand these kind of games, but you've been throwing for so much that makes it, what you guys do when you do it?
Yeah, I think most of the guys in the locker room just been in pressure packed moments and just playing the game, whether it's high school, college, or the NBA, so you kind of know how to deal with it. And it's just basketball at the end of the day, Guys go out there, and like I said, Damian Lee came out there after not playing for a month almost and made 4 threes and was a huge reason for us to win this game. So it's just ball at the end of the day.
Andre, defense, and especially in the fourth quarter, how much did that really give you guys? 3 blocks, 2 steals?
I mean, he's different. He's different. Got long arms, quick hands, quick feet, smart. There's not too many people who's ever been born like Andre.
Damian, you obviously played through the rest of the game, but how's your ankle holding up after taking that fall?
Oh, I'm cool.
Quinn said he noticed the togetherness in this game, especially at the finish. Did you see some of those things, and what does that mean, togetherness?
Yeah, I mean, when you're down big early and game's kind of out of whack and, you know, you start to come back and we make a couple threes, we down five, you know, everybody's just rallying together trying to see how far we can take it. So I think we came together. We're always together, but more so than anything in this game, everybody came and contributed, from Quinn to Jonas to Damian Lee to Sean Livingston. Everybody felt involved in this game. So, you know, it brings us together when everybody plays like that.
You mentioned Damian Lee a couple times. He's not even technically on the roster at this point. Does this remind you of Quinn last year, how he kind of shot his way into it?
No, it's different situations. I mean, I don't want to compare, but I love what Damian brings every time he plays. You know, having the opportunity to play with him early in the year when Steph was out and Zoe and Dre, you know, I mean, and Sean, he was able to get some minutes, and, you know, he wasn't scared. You know, he was not shooting shots, being aggressive to the rim. You know, I love playing with him.
Kevin, how far away, if at all, you think DeMarcus is from being all the way caught up to what you guys are doing on both ends?
I mean, once we sit down and kind of go over game plan stuff, we're kind of moving too fast with the season, and we're on a road trip, and we're having days off and back-to-back. So once we sit down, and I think everybody's been kind of out of whack on both sides of the ball a little bit with the injuries, guys in and out the lineup, the, you know, just the schedule, you know, just moving so fast. So once we settle down and prepare and lock in on our opponent, he'll be ready. He's a smart player.
Would it surprise you to see them again?
No, it wouldn't. There's a lot of great teams in the East. You know, it's packed, stacked up at the deadline and at the what's today? Buyout, whatever that is. A lot of teams kind of racked up and on the East Coast, and it's going to be a battle in the playoffs. I'm looking forward to seeing it. You know, we got our work cut out for us on the West side as well. So who knows? It's up in the air this year.
Next up, a game Tuesday night at Oracle Arena as the Warriors host the Boston Celtics. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is Warrior Sound.